Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Republican Reckoning.
Members, address this as a family and address this as a team.
Rooting out extremists in the military.
The attack on the Capitol was a wake-up call.
Making Super Bowl history.
There's a gender barrier that's been broken.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Republican Party at a crucial crossroads. And in the House of Representatives, members of the GOP declined a chance to punish Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene for endorsing conspiracy theories and political violence. And Wyoming's Liz Cheney survived an effort to remove her from Republican leadership amid anger over her vote to impeach former President Trump. CBS's Chris Van Cleave is on Capitol Hill.
Republicans made no changes.
The number one thing that happened was unity.
This despite members spending hours debating whether to strip Wyoming's Liz Cheney of her leadership post over her impeachment vote and Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee positions. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he unequivocally condemned Greene's anti-Semitic, violent, and conspiracy-filled comments, but would not remove her from the Education or Budget Committee.
She said she was wrong, and nothing that she said has been based upon since she's been a member of Congress.
But Greene has not publicly apologized, tweeting, "No one was owed an apology, and she would never back down."
A vote today in the House led by Democrats is expected to strip Greene of her committee assignments. The CDC says more than 27 million Americans have now gotten at least one COVID vaccine dose. The pace of vaccinations beginning to accelerate, but there are concerns about rural areas. CBS's David Begno is in a remote section of southwestern Virginia.
Stay safe, okay?
The heart of Appalachia beats with the help of nurse practitioner Teresa Gardner Tyson.
How long did you work in the mines?
32 years.
32 years.
She runs the Health Wagon, the mobile medical clinic providing crucial health care to low-income and underserved people here in southwestern Virginia.
They don't have reliable transportation.
What they need now, she says, is the vaccine. Health Wagon has not gotten a single dose.
I'm just desperate to get the vaccine for my people.
Virginia is deciding who gets vaccines based on population. But Nurse Teresa says that's not fair. Appalachia is more rural, but the need is enormous.
Vulnerable populations need to be a priority in receiving this vaccine. They have chronic health conditions. They actually live 10 years less than our counterparts on the eastern shore of Virginia.
And they're poorer here. Health Wagon says the poverty rate of the area it services is 54% higher than the rest of Virginia.
Is there something you can do to get vaccines here quick?
Absolutely. It's called more doses.
He is Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam, who himself is a doctor.
Right now, David, we're getting about 120,000 doses a week. We need about 350,000.
Most of what I heard is Teresa's doing great work, but she just needs to be patient.
Oh, my gosh. I can't be patient. I have to be a voice for the people that do not have a voice here.
The vaccines minister in the UK estimates there are about 4,000 variants of COVID-19 around the world now. Here in the U.S., variants have been found in more than 30 states. The Pentagon has ordered a stand down over the next 2 months to root out extremism in the ranks. CBS's Cammy McCormick says it follows what's been learned about some of those people who stormed the U.S. Capitol last month. At least 16 were military veterans.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has told military leaders to talk to troops about the issue. He's ordering a stand down for that to happen. A Pentagon spokesman says the attack on the Capitol was a wake-up call. Some of the National Guard personnel assigned to Washington afterwards were either sent home or not deployed at all because background checks turned up some issues, including potential ties to extremist groups.
There's news about a social media app that's been home to extremist views, Parler. The CEO, John Mates, says he's been fired. Last month, Parler was yanked from Amazon's web hosting service, and it was pulled from app stores. The charge is murder against a white police officer in Columbus, Ohio, in connection with the December shooting death of a black man. 47-year-old Andre Hill was shot with a cell phone in his hand. The non-emergency call from a neighbor was about a car running outside in the middle of the night. Dave Yost is the Ohio Attorney General.
The evidence in this case supports the indictment. My office will vigorously prosecute this case.
The officer, Adam Coy, is a 19-year police veteran. His lawyer says he will plead not guilty. Prosecutors in Wisconsin have asked a judge for a new arrest warrant for Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the teenager charged with fatally shooting two people during an August protest in Kenosha. Rittenhouse has been free on bond. It's alleged he violated the terms of it. Up for a Golden Globe, the trial of the Chicago Seven is one of the most talked about current movies. One of the anti-war activists in that real-life story, Rennie Davis, has died.
We intend to bring Mayor Richard J. Daley to this courtroom, in which we intend to put him on trial for the
crime. That was him in 1970. Rennie Davis was 80 years old and lived in Colorado. There will be a lot to take in during Sunday's Super Bowl. CBS's Mark Strassman has more on the woman who will make history with the officiating crew.
We first met Sarah Thomas at a job audition nearly 8 years ago. The former collegiate line judge wanted the NFL to hire her.
The NFL at this point is the no female league.
Is that what they call it, the no female league?
She got the job. Another barrier broken for the Mississippi mother of three.
Out of bounds!
And now, a Super Bowl.
Do they notice the difference?
When I walk up and I have mascara on and maybe some lip gloss, yeah, they notice the difference and hear my tone.
So when you have some 300-pound guy in your face, what is that like?
I was an athlete myself one time, and I couldn't stand the officials.
Seven women now coach for various NFL teams. Two of them, assistant coaches for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are also heading to the Super Bowl. In the NFL, the newly female league. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Tampa.
Might not hear this on the radio or on your favorite streaming app.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Morgan Wallen's music is being pulled down. His record label has suspended him after a video showed the rising country performer shouting a racial slur outside a home in Nashville. Wallen tells TMZ he's embarrassed and sorry. What have you done during the pandemic? Some people in Scotland have been getting through it, learning a new instrument thanks to a musical lending library.
Glasgow's Music Broth Library opened 3 years ago, but really took off in the pandemic. Director Jen O'Brien.
It's a similar concept to a book library, except with musical instruments. So we've now got 1,400 instruments and pieces of equipment and books, even music books in it as well.
They're all sanitized before being dropped off at people's doors.
We do see this happy eyes and the smiling faces behind the masks and the general excitement of kids running around being excited because we're bringing instruments there.
O'Brien says music has been many people's salvation during the pandemic. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics has apologized after saying women talk too much. 83-year-old Yoshiro Mori says he will not resign. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.